traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida on the International Equine Report. And we got a lot of good things that we're going to talk about here today, kind of wrap up the end of the year that we had, here at IEN. I'm going to do that and talk about some exciting things coming up for 2023. I'm getting real excited about a lot of the different things that we have going on here with what we're doing. I tell you, it was a rough year last year. In 2021, I spent 8.5 months doing chemotherapy with cancer, and then in 2022, I came back out in late June, early July. I had a relapse, and I was 2.5 months into the hospital in ICU for 12 days, and just really didn't look good for me. But God pulled me through it, and all my friends, like at BBS, and all the friends here at Palm Beach Downs and Delray Equestrian and Sunshine Meadows, their prayers got me through it. So doing really good now. We're looking forward to a real good 2023. It's going to be an exciting year. We've got a lot of things that are going on with the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown, the Breeders' Cup. That'll be in November with Quest for Equine Gold. We've got a lot of good things that are coming up. And we encourage you to go to our website and see that what we have on here. I'm going to run through them here real quick before we get into our regular programming here. We have a program called At the Wire. It's about thoroughbreds, and it's got the current racing season, and you'll have the race of the week on At the Wire. It's a real good program. We go from various tracks across the country and take a look at that. Right now it's blank. We're getting ready to fill in our live racing for this weekend. We'll be posting that on there sometime today, this afternoon. We have Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon is an equine RV program for the horsemen that are traveling in the in their RVs all across the country. We'll have all kinds of things on Chuck Wagon. We're going to have cooking tips. We're going to have any and everything that you could have on the road to feed your crews at whatever event you're at, whether it's racing or sales or show horses or, just anything equestrian. It's really going to be a good program. I think you're going to like it. We're getting ready to bring in a host for that show. We'll be making that decision this afternoon, and we'll be posting that of the host that will be on that show. We're keeping it secret now for the time being. In other words, I haven't decided yet who's going to be on there. So and we've got that, and then we have Chucker. Chucker is going to be domestic and international polo. It's really big in the wintertime here in the States. In California, here in Florida, it's really big, and we're going to kind of go behind the scenes and see just what it takes to, have a polo match. It's amazing. Some of the things that you'll see in there, you won't believe, and some of the people that you see playing polo, you won't believe. We have politicians. We have movie stars. We have athletes from all sports. It's a who's who of who's playing. It's really kind of exciting to watch polo, and you see a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to play polo. In fact, I was at the polo matches at Palm Beach last year, and it was interesting to see there was a lady sitting there, and she jumps up, and she says, "Oh, my God, oh, my God." And we thought something was wrong with her. And what had happened is her doctor was playing polo, and it just stunned her. She didn't know, that he played polo. So, it's kind of an exciting, thing to watch. And then we jumped from there, from Chucker to Flying Turns, which is all about standard bred horses. And it's kind of an interesting sport in itself with standardbreds from all over the world. And they race year-round over in Europe. They're racing. They're racing here in the States. It's just amazing the process that it goes that they go through to train these horses. It takes many miles. It's not so much the months that they put in. It's the miles that they put in. And some of these horses are training anywhere from three to, or I should say, conditioning anywhere from 3 to 5 miles a day, 6 days a week. And it's really exciting to see the love that the people and the horses have for Flying Turns. The reason we named the show Flying Turns, that was the first show that I ever did. It was from Freehold, New Jersey. I did that with Steve Wolf. Which is a great, great horseman. Steve is really fantastic. He's a harness rider. He's a Hall of Famer. Steve was really is really a good person to get involved with there, and so I'm excited to have that come in, into play. And you'll be seeing where they're racing at. From week to week and what the big races are on there. And then we have, of course, today the International Equine Report. We'll be posting that, this report, as soon as the guys at DBS get it up for me. We will post it there, and you can listen to it or look at it until next week. And then we'll be next week's same time. And then we have Quest for Equine Gold, which is a tremendous program that we have. We have FEI jumping on there that will be coming up this weekend. We have the program from the 27th of December. It already aired, but you can look at it again. That's Quest for Equine Gold, and we follow the show horse industry all around the world. And you can find out who's going to the Olympics, and that's how it got its name, Quest for Equine Gold, because all the programming there will be people that are geared and training to get to the Olympics. And that's on our website every day that we have there. We have Last Call. Last Call is a equine sales, and what I like about Last Call is it's so exciting. It's probably the most exciting part of the horse business. Of all breeds, because these are live sales that we broadcast. Our next live sale will be January 24th and 25th from Ocala Breeder Sales in Ocala, Florida. And it's for horses of racing age. And I tell you, it's exciting because they have what they call an under-tack show. And that's on January 23rd. That's at 9 a.m. And then the sale is on January 24th. And you see some of these horses go for millions of dollars. And you can follow them to the racetrack. Some of them get to the Derby. It's just unbelievable with the things that you see at these horse sales. They go behind the scenes and talk to the owners and the buyers and the trainers and the riders. And they tell you any and everything about the horse that'll be in the sales. And what I like about it is these sales are all open to the public, and they're free to go to. And you never can tell. You might not know anything about a horse, and after you've been to a few sales, you might get interested in buying a horse. And you don't have to spend $1 million. They have a lot of horses that are very inexpensive that you want to do very well, on the racetrack or on the show horse ring after the 3 weeks. But that's called Last Call. And you'll see where all the sales are coming from. As a matter of fact, the Keeneland January sales that we just talked at, that'll be coming up at Keeneland on January 9th through the 12th, they had 1,509 horses that were cataloged for the sale. And that's a tremendous amount of horses that'll be coming up for auction. And you can come to us and you can watch it on our network and get behind the scenes and see who's doing what. I can't believe that they've got 1,500 horses, that'll be coming up here in January. And that starts off the whole equestrian season for, the thoroughbreds. It's hard to believe that the year's already gone by. And now we're all starting to cycle over again. For equestrians, the year pretty much goes from December through November. You start getting ready in December for the whole season, and then you go right on through to November. And most of all, your world championships and your big races all end in November, stop, and then you get like a 30-day reprieve, and then it all starts back in January. For example, with the last call, we have the English January online sale at Newmarket, Australia. That's on January 6th through the 11th. We'll have that on our network. We have the King of January Horses of All Ages sale in Lexington, Kentucky, January 9th through the 12th. Then we have the Magic Million, the Gold Coast Yearling sale from Queensland, Australia. That's the Magic Million. That's January 10th through the 16th. Then we have we have got one from the UK. We've got the OBS, the old Calibreeder sale. We have the Tattersall sales from England coming up, New Zealand, France. It's just amazing how many countries start their sales off in January. And a lot of times you see a lot of these horses go for millions of dollars, and then you'll see them, popping up again in the spring and the summer, on our network racing. That's last call. Tune in and see if you can pick the right horse. It don't cost you anything to watch and pick it, in your house there. Now, if you go to the sales and you want to raise your hand, it's going to cost you. So just remember that. Then we have quarter time. It's a live program. It's about the quarter horse industry. We'll have things like the Quarter Horse Congress. We'll have educational programs. Have all types of different programs. I'll be on there about the quarter horse industry. And it's an amazing industry because that's the one where the real cowboys are at and cowgirls are at. They've got so many things that they do in the quarter horse industry. And that's what I like about the program. It's something that's refreshing and it's exciting to watch. And you just never can tell, who's going to be there. These are the backyard equestrians. And some of them end up going to the Quarter Horse Congress in October. And that's an amazing event. You're looking at 30 days of horse shows and horses from all over the country, all over the world. That are showing, and you see all levels from the little kids up to the experts that have been doing it for years. And that's a nice show to watch. It kind of gives you an insight about how the quarter horse industry came around. These are the real cowboys that got organized and started showing, and it's a good program. The AQHA does a fantastic job on putting on performances, whether it's a small show or a big show. It's quality, from the get-go with them, and I like that. And then we have 0 to 10, and this is about dressage. And the reason I named the program 0 to 10 is that's how they give points and how they score dressage shows. They get from 0 to 10 points. And they go behind the scenes there with United States Equestrian Federation. They can tell you all about dressage. It's really good. It's educational. And you don't have to know a lot about it to watch that program because these horses dance to music. And that's what it's all about. So that's our program 0 to 10. And then we have domestic and we have international programming that we have. Like today, for example, we have live now, it's the FEI Driving World Cup Championships. It's from Belgium, and that started a few hours ago. and that's our part of our international program. And then, you know, you'll see something from a foreign country every week, new, or actually almost every day, that's new on our international programming there. And some days we'll be coming from Belgium, and we'll be coming from France and Ireland and England and Australia. And it's just a really good programming, you know, there for, to give that international flavor. And most of the programs are in English. You know, we try to get it to where we're in English. And, but it's kind of nice to hear a foreign language. If you speak any foreign languages, you know, you might be watching a program with a language that you understand. And that's why we like to have you come and watch the international segment of International Equine Network. In there. And then we have our domestic. Like today, we've got a little thing that we have on there. It's a $100,000 show that was held at the World Equestrian Center. It's really a good little segment there to see. It shows you what show jumping is like at the World Equestrian Center. It's really a good program, very informative, and, you know, no telling what you'll see on our domestic programming. We might have, you know, polo with the horses, you know, a segment on that. And we might have sales, and we'll have we'll cover all the domestic equestrian industry on this show. So tune in every week or every day to see, you know, what we have on there. And if you got something that you would like to put on, your event, or, you know, tell us what you're doing, just contact us at 561-466-1272. And you can talk to me, and we can put your event on our programming, and it won't cost you a thing. Right now, I'm just looking for content for the programming that we have here. And the best way to help you is to, you know, get your product out there. And that's what it's all about. We want to get the product out there. We want to become the largest distribution company of equine programming in the world. That's my goal for 2023, to do that. And it may sound like it's crazy, but it can be done. And that's where we need to get into, you know, the distribution aspect of the horse industry. That helps everybody. From the tack shops to the racetracks, the showgrounds, the camping people, you know, we do all that. That helps everybody, and to do that. And that's what we're looking at. For example, there's a company that they report on the thoroughbred industry. It's called TDN. It's the Thoroughbred Daily News. And they have 19 million page views. That's 19 major, million page views last year on their website. It's just unbelievable to see, you know, how fast they're going. They were at 5.3 million in 2021, the beginning of 2021. Now they've got 19 million that have looked at it. The monthly activity is 607,000 active users on their programs. And you know, that's just the thoroughbred. That's just one company from the thoroughbred industry that has that kind of, you know, interest in it. And that's why we try to explain to everybody that we would like to have them join what we're doing. And you can put your information, whether it's print or whether it's video or audio, we'll be glad to put it on IENTV.org. And it's free. It just all it takes is a phone call or an email. And our email is IENEquineTV@gmail.com. You can come and send it to us, and we'll put it on there for you. You know, and it's free. It just takes you a little time. And who knows what might, you know, become of your information. You could start growing like the Thoroughbred Daily News did. And that's what we're trying to do here. to get help the equestrian is what we want to do, is help. And then we're going to be adding some new things to IENTV.org. Of course, we got the Breeders' Cup that we follow year-round. And then we have a documentary called How They Get There, the 2023 Kentucky Derby. The journey starts with the owner. Then we'll introduce you to the trainer. We'll show you equine transportation, how they get to the Derby on planes and basically planes, trains, autos, and, trucks. Get you interested in it. You'll see how they get them there. We'll talk to the blacksmith on how they keep the feet healthy and the shoes on. We'll talk about the feed and how they get there, how you feed a Derby winning horse. We'll also talk about the equine sales, where you can go and possibly buy you a future Derby horse. Then we go to the Derby prep races. We start talking about how they get there through these Derby prep races. And that's exciting. Then we talk about and talk to the owners, the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. What all they have to go through to, decide whether they're going to run in the Derby or not, and how the races that they're going to run in. And that's probably the most unique thing of what we're doing and how they get there. It's a great time of year now. Everybody's kind of got an idea where their horses are at. And then to get to the Kentucky Derby, there's a series of races that you have to run through. It's 37 races actually on the road to the Kentucky Derby. You don't have to run in all of them. You just have to have the points to get into the Kentucky Derby. And that's why it's important that you have to select the right track, where to go to, and make sure that you're getting points for, the races that you're running in and that type of thing. Usually the point system set up to get into the Derby is you get 10 for first, 4 for second, 3 for third, 2 for fourth, and 1 for fifth. And it usually takes you in, I'd say, 40 to 50 points, to get in. Depending on, how it's spread out, that type of thing. But it's kind of exciting because usually every month from here on in, there's 3 or 4 or more races to get into, how they get there and earn points for the Kentucky Derby. For example, like this coming month in January, we've got 3 races. January 1st, 2023 is the Jerome Stakes from Aqueduct. It's a $150,000 race at a mile for 3-year-olds. Then we have Smarty Jones also on January 1st from Oakland Park. It's a $250,000 race, a mile on the dirt. And then we have the Sham Stakes from Santa Anita. That's on January 8th, $100,000 going a mile. And then we have the Comet, January 21st at the fairgrounds. It's $200,000 going a mile on the 16th on the main track. And then we have the Southwest from Oakland Park, which is on January 28th, $750,000, a mile on the 16th on the dirt. So as you can see, there's a lot of races that are coming up for you to qualify your horses in. And there's a lot of money there. There's a lot of money being put up for these races. And from an owner standpoint, it takes a lot of things that you have to do to get them there. And having said that about the qualifying points to get into the Derby, there's also another way you can get your horse, test your horse to see if he's ready to go, for the Derby. One allowance race, 2 Derby prep winners. So that was interesting to see. We had a couple of horses that chose a lesser type of race to go to and run in and to see if they were good enough. It was a quality field, and so the owners now know that that they might have a Derby horse. They might have a Derby horse because they were showing, you know, in this little allowance race that they had. And, you know, I tell you, it's probably a good idea to do something like that, to run on an undercard and not run in the races. You need Derby points for it. Because it really gives you a test of how good your horse is. And you don't want to be, you know, putting your horse in over his head. So you might have a little, few little races that you might want to test them in. And then that would determine if you go up to another race like the Southwest States where you're going to have, you know, 8 or 9 top quality horses. And so you see a lot of these small allowance races that come along to do that. And, you know, I've been down that Derby trail several times myself. And I tell you, it's crazy. You wonder how they get there. And so I named that program or this documentary, How They Get There. When I was traveling with the horses, going from place to place, I see a lot of people going down the road and they would honk their horns and wave at us. And then we'd stop, you know, to get fuel, and they would look in there, and we would show them what it looks like for the horses to ride in the back of the trailer, and, you know, things of that nature. And so I got to thinking, you know, that's probably a question that maybe even some of you listeners have wondered about, is how they get to the race, or how do they get to the Kentucky Derby. And so now we're going to show you in this documentary. It's going to be an hour-long documentary. It's going to be interesting to watch and to see and take you behind the scenes. And you don't have to be the horse person to watch it. And that's the great thing about this. It's going to be informative and it's going to be entertaining. And then that way, after you watch the documentary, How They Get There, then when the Kentucky Derby rolls around, you'll be able to watch the Derby and you'll know how they got there. And so that's what we're trying to do with the program. So if you got any How They Get Their stories, give me a call or give me an email to tell us your experience traveling with the horses. They don't have to be race horses. They can be show horses because it's all about transporting the horse. And also, you know, that's what we're looking at there. But, you know, on How They Get There, there's so many things that are coming up that we see coming. We've got every week we'll have the 29 top horses for the Kentucky Derby that are coming in. And you can come to us every week, every Monday, Sunday, or every Monday I'll be posting. I'll get all the results in from that week's races on Sunday, and I'll be posting the top 29 horses that you'll see that are leading for the Kentucky Derby. And the top horse at this stage and point is a horse called Forte. He's got 40 points. He's made $1,545,000. He's trained by Todd Fletcher, and this horse is just unbelievable in what he's doing and how he's doing it. He's just, every race that he's gone into, he's met the requirements. And he's dominated these races. This horse has just dominated them. The second place horse that we have on our list is Curly Jack. He's got 17 points. And then from that point down, it goes from 17 down to 1 point in the 29 that we have listed. And let me tell you, when you're sitting up there and you're 23 points ahead of the second place, if you maintain a proper schedule for the Kentucky Derby and you keep them right on schedule and you win a couple more races during the spring and during the winter, it's going to be hard for anybody to, you know, jump there. And, well, in fact, it would be almost impossible for, you know, 19 horses to jump up ahead of you. So, you know, it's pretty much a lot Forte and Todd Fletcher have a lock on the Derby, maybe even the number one spot in the Derby. But it's still too early to say. But it looks like that he's going to be the one that everybody will be chasing this year. And so that's what we're looking at. Like I said, about every month we got like three or four different races that will come up and how they get there. And we'll broadcast those live on IENTV.org. It'll be a good time to sit down and watch them. You don't have to worry about paying for parking or paying to go through the admission gate or anything. It's all free. Just come to IENTV.org and see what we've got going on. Then we have the First Leg series of the how they get there, which is really, really, really good. The point system that they're getting here to add to what you're getting is when you get into the first leg of the series, points are 50 points for first, 20 points for second, 15 points for third, fourth. That place gets 10 points and fifth gets you 5 points. And so we have, that's the first leg. And you don't have to run in all these races, but, these are races that are really good to go to. And you can make a lot of money through. We have the Risen Star at the fairgrounds. It's February 18th. That's $400,000 to the winner and 50 points. We have the Rebel Stakes at Oakland, which will be $1 million. That's February 25th. We have the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream Park, which is $400,000. That's March the 4th. Then we have the Gotham from Aqueduct. It's $300,000. That's March the 4th also. Then we have San Felipe, which is $400,000 from Santa Anita, March the 4th. And then March 11th, we have the Tampa Bay Derby from Tampa Bay Downs. It's $350,000. And then we have, to end that first leg series, Sunland Derby from Sunland Park, which is March 26th. And that is $500,000. So now you're looking at a lot of races where you can really start putting away the money. And all these purses have increased over the last year. And so, it makes the... what it does actually is the purse money is so good is it attracts the owners. And they double the points and it gives you more points. And so it makes it easier for you to get points for the Derby, but it also is a harder series of races. You're going to be running against the top guns. So that's why they created the series to do that. Then they have the second leg of the series. That they start. The races are major prep races for the Kentucky Derby and thus weighted more heavily. These horses will have weights getting close to the 126 pounds that they'll be carrying in the Kentucky Derby is what they'll be doing. And again, they've increased the weight, they've increased the money, and therefore they're hoping to attract a lot more horses of quality in here. And here's the breakdown on it. First place gets 100 points, twice the points that they get in the first leg. They get second place gets 40, third gets 30, fourth gets 20, and fifth gets 10. And so you can really start putting your points together then. And it starts out, this is the final run to the Derby. Is the final prep races, and once you run these races here, it's highly unlikely that you'll run again prior to the first Saturday in May. And so this is your last hurrah in this second leg of the series. Have the Louisiana Derby, March 25th, which is $1 million at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. Have the UAE Derby, which is $2 million in Maiden racetrack. We have the Jeff Ruby, $200,000 from Turfway Park on March 25th. So that's a pretty good march there. If you want to try to make some money and get a lot of points to do that. Then we have April 1st, we have the Florida Derby, $1 million at Gulfstream Park in Miami. We have the Arkansas Derby from Oakland Park. That's April 1st, $1,250,000 for that at Arkansas Derby. Then we have the Bluegrass Stakes from Keeneland, which is $1 million on April the 8th. Then the Santa Anita Derby, $1 million, which is on April the 8th, from Santa Anita Park. And then we had the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct on April the 8th, and that's also $1 million. And then the wild card event is the Lexington Stakes. It's a mile and an eighth. It's $200,000 from Keeneland. So that kind of says it all right there, folks. You've got to plan your racing out, and not only for it to help your horse to get to the Kentucky Derby and keep him sharp and conditioned, but you don't want to be throwing him into races that he's going to be, you know, competing every week in and week out against the number one horses, or, you know, the top horses in the business. You got to kind of pick and choose your places. You want to make some money out of them, but, you know, you don't want to beat them up. And so that's why it's crucial to sit down with the owner and the trainer and start planning that out this time of year. This is the time of year, the holiday season, that the trainers sit down and they seriously talk about how they're going to get to the Derby. They sit down with their trainer and they sit down with jockeys. And they look at all the other horses that are out there that have been running, like a Forte or a Curly Jack, and see, you know, where they're at and what they're doing. And then you start making your plans. You know, this is the time of year you got to start making transportation plans, hotel plans. There's a lot you have to do this time of year and get on that road to the Derby. And having said that, once you've made that decision, you got to have a backup plan. What happens if he gets an injury, you know, or if he has to come out of training for a week or two? Then what races do you go to? Where do you go to, you know, to get him back in form again? And that's the tough part. Let me tell you, when that phone rings at night from this point on, from January 1 on, and that phone rings at night to the owner or to the trainer, they're saying, oh, my goodness, you know, hope it's nothing bad. Hope the horse is good. You know, so that puts tension on you. And then you got to, like I said, you got to make plans to get the horse there, you know, flying, driving them, you know, the trucks, private haulers. You got to make sure that they got everything that they need and then get back to your home base. And the key thing is, in this business, in the horse business, is to, you know, get everybody on the same page when you're going to the Derby. And that's the real tough part about it. It's going to be a very difficult thing to do to see if you can get them there or not. And speaking of the planning and everything that that you do when you get out here, it just turned into basically a thoroughbred show today. And, you know, I'm sorry for that, but next week it won't be as bad as it is today for us and everything. But nevertheless, you know, we start looking at the races. We had one here just recently. It was the Gunrunner Stakes. It was part of the programming that we had from the fairgrounds in New Orleans, and that, you know, that kind of like finished up January. But to show you how you have to prep for these races, and for all races that you're involved in, it's got to be it's a nightmare. I've been down this road, and it's a nightmare to do because there's so much involved, and you have to make a list up every day. That you got a checklist that you go through every day and you check it off and you make contingency plans to do what you need to do. Whether, you know, let's say, for example, you run into a tough race in Hot Springs at Oakland Park and your horse gets, you know, just really drains him. It's a tough race for him to go into and, you know, come out of. And then you don't want to throw him again like in the Louisiana Derby or the Florida Derby. You want to find a race that's a little bit lighter somewhere else. But, you know, then, you know, you have to readjust your plans when you're going. And it's so important. It's so important to be organized. and you know, to get on this road and to have contingency plans everywhere you go. So now, having said all that and everything, and I'm sure you're not going to remember half of what I said, because I don't remember what I said on here, but the thing that I'm looking at now, and I worked with this gentleman before in various stages of the business here, and I remember when he first came onto the track. We were young guys then. But this is the 2022 in review, a record year for trainer Todd Pletcher. It's amazing what Todd has done. With the stable earnings of more than $30.3 million, Hall of Fame trainer Todd Pletcher has enjoyed a record season in 2022. This year has been the stable's best since 2015, when he bankrolled $26.2 million and has surpassed Pletcher's former single season mark of $28.1 million that he set in 2007. This year has been a welcome rebound from the recent seasons. Like many outfits, Pletcher's fortunes took a dip during the pandemic year of 2020, when his stable accumulated $11.1 million in earnings, the lowest figure since 2002. The season's earnings are also up for more than from a third in 2021. Another sign that the stable's success this year is that Pletcher's trained horses have heavily favored to win three division titles when the 2022 Eclipse Awards are announced next month. The likely champions are Forte, best two-year-old male, Nest, the best three-year-old filly, and Malahat, the best older dirt female. So Todd could have three horses of the year right out of his barn. And this is key. Nest would be a fourth one. She won the Alabama Stakes, the grade one, in a Spa in New York. So, you know, he's got quite a few there. This would be the second time that Pletcher has trained three individual champions in a single season. Unsurprisingly, the other occurrence was in the previous best year of 2007. He had Rags to Riches as three-year-old filly, had Lawyer Ron as the older male, and English Channel as the turf male. So, you know, he kind of puts them together in threes. But it's, again, it goes on how the stable goes for the year. You know, so it's just amazing. Although quality has become increasingly concentrated among a handful of two stables in recent decades, training three individual champions in a single season is still relatively a rare accomplishment. Pletcher's mentor, D. Wayne Lucas, also accomplished this feat twice. In 1988, Lucas conditioned champions Open Mind, best two-year-old filly, Winning Colors as the best three-year-old filly, and Gulch as the best sprinter that they had in 1995. Lucas was represented by two-year-old filly Golden Attraction, three-year-old male, Thunder Gulch, three-year-old filly, and three-year-old filly Serena Song. So, you know, they come together in threes, but if the barn's doing good that year, then, you know, it seems to, follow, you know, everybody follows it there. So I was really interested in seeing, you know, how he compared. And Todd's, you know, he's in the top three trainers in the country. You know, it's pretty good. The only other Eclipse Award, Aaron, 1971 to present, to do the same has been Bob Baffert. In 2020, Baffert conditioned three-year-old male Authentic, older dirt male Improbable, and female sprinter Gaming. So those were the three that Bob had. So that was kind of interesting. That's a whole different story there with those three horses and how they got to where they got. It was interesting. The 35-year period before the Eclipse Awards in 36 to 1970 saw two trainers accomplish a single-season championship triple. When the mighty Calumet Farm was on top of racing the world in the late 40s, H.A. Jimmy Jones had three champions in 1947, Citation, two-year-old male, Bewitched, two-year-old filly, and Armed, the older male champion. 1949, the stable had older male Cowtown, older female Bewitch, and co-champion three-year-old fillies Tulee and Wistful. In both years, Jones' father Ben insisted then on being the trainer of record for the races involving the aforementioned horses. And also, it was interesting, their little father-son relationship. Two decades later, Eddie Newland enjoyed a terrific year in 1967 as a private trainer for the Phipps family. His champions of that season were Vitalik, his two-year-old male, Queen of the Stage, his two-year-old filly, and Buckpaster, his older male. It was presumably be difficult for Pletcher to equal or better this season's accomplishments in 2023. Ole Forte and Nest are scheduled to stay in training. Malahat is heading for the breeding shed after two division titles, and male stars Life is Good and Mind Control and Mo Donegal, the Belmont Grade 1 winner, have all been lost to retirement. However, at age 55, Pletcher figures to have many more years in which he to secure the unprecedented trifecta of winning championship season. So, it's all about, and like we talked before, it's all about management. It's all about management. And Todd has a great system down. He's got fantastic assistants. He's got some of the best grooms in the country. His exercise riders are just unbelievable in what they do and the knowledge they have and how they bring that information to Todd, about how, the horses are doing. And same thing with the grooms. The grooms go to the foremen, to the assistant trainers, and they tell them, hey, this horse is a little sore. He's feeling, all sluggish today. And again, it's all about management and how you pay attention to your operation. And it all starts with Todd. He's laid down a program that, is precise and it's on schedule every day. And there's a lot of communication between everybody in the barn, and even the hot walkers. The hot walkers might come in and tell the groom, hey, this horse is walking slow. It's leaning on me. And then the groom checks it out, and then the groom goes to the foreman goes to the assistant goes to Todd. And then Todd makes the decision on what to do and how to do it. So, again, like we were talking about in previous shows, it's all about organization, how you organize it. It's about the feed companies that you have. It's about the blacksmiths that you have. It's about any and everything associated with your horses in training that make it go, if you're organized. You just can't, be here today and working on this and then here tomorrow. You got to be consistent because horses are creatures of habit, and that's really a big thing. Now, we're going to get into something here that is close to me because I'm a part of the Sunshine Meadow, Palm Beach Down, Delray Equestrian team. Todd trains his horses. Every year the young horses come down and the older ones that stay in training, they come down to Palm Beach Downs and Delray Beach Farm. And Delray Beach has turned out several Derby winners, quite a few Breeders' Cup winners, and from out of the Pletcher Barn and from other trainers. This facility, Palm Beach Downs, is probably, I'm going to say it is the best thoroughbred training center in the country. Because this training center, Palm Beach Downs, which is managed by Brandon Mills, Brandon Mills is a retired bullfighter from the quarter horse industry. His family is big-time quarter horse people. He's mom and dad are in the Hall of Fame, the AQHA Hall of Fame. And Brandon is an all-around 100% real deal horseman. And he's all breeds, but Palm Beach Downs might be his best project that he's ever has done. His wife, she's a top-rated barrel racer. You know, they're just all horsemen, 100%, 24/7. And Brandon has taken Palm Beach Downs, and I know what he's done to it because I was in Palm Beach Downs back in the mid-'80s. And I know what the track was like then and what it had done. And then when Brandon got a hold of it about 10 years ago, he turned this track around into, you know, producing champions, you know, here and there and everywhere. And that's where Todd trains from September until April. He trains these horses there, gets some solid foundation under them, and then he sends them out, you know, to the different tracks. So from September until April, you know, how Todd has 126 horses plus there that he has in training and getting them ready. The turf course there is excellent. The turf course is really excellent. And Todd's probably had the best year in turf racing that he's had in the last 7 or 8 years, you know, and it's all stemming, again, how you prepare your horses and where you prepare. And Palm Beach Downs is turning out horses right and left. Forte, you know, he's here, and he's going to be on his way to the Florida Derby, hopefully the Tampa Bay Derby maybe, and to the Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming a few years back in 2017 that won the Kentucky Derby was right there at Palm Beach Downs. Super Saver that won the Kentucky Derby was there. Monarcos years back came out of there as the winner. You know, we had all types of Breeders' Cup horses that were there, you know, and it's all part of the basics. So when you take the programming that you have, you got the owner, you got the trainer, you got the transportation, you got the feed, blacksmith, equine sales, you got derby prep races, and you got everything all together. From that standpoint, when all those things are together, you can't get there unless you got a good place to train. And Palm Beach Downs is putting out the horses right and left. Right and left are putting these horses out. You know, of course, the trainer's got a lot to do with it and all the other things that we do. But if you don't have a good foundation under them and you don't have a good track to run on, you know, then you you're chasing your tail. And these horses come out of here ready to run. And these horses have come out of Palm Beach Downs and run all over the world. But Todd spends most of his time September through April at Palm Beach Downs. It's a small facility, but the track, the turf track, the dirt track is good. You know, it's just amazing. It's a diamond in the rough. And we're going to see how many graded stakes winners come out this year. And then in next week's show, I'll tell you how many stakes winner and graded stakes winner and how many champions came out of Palm Beach Downs from last year and next week's show. And that'll give you an idea of what kind of facility this is. It's located in South Florida. The weather's here great, September through, through April, even though we've had a lot of cold weather down here. And we're close to Gulfstream Park. We're close to Tampa. The horses are a short plane ride to, or a van ride to New Orleans. To Hot Springs, Arkansas, back to Kentucky, New York, to Florida, to California. We got everything right here. You know, it's a phone call away of getting them wherever you need to get them to get them qualified for the Derby or for the Breeders' Cup or any other race. And so that's where it's all about. And like I said before, it starts with the owner, and then you go to the trainer and the jockeys and, you know, all the people that we just talked about. But it doesn't do you any good unless you got a good place to train. And you got to start them out. And that's what I like about Palm Beach Downs. These young horses, these two-year-olds that get down here, that's their first real experience. And, and the racing, training end of it. It's a good place. It's quiet. It's calm. It's secluded. it's like a private training center for Todd. You know, there's him and maybe two or three other trainers, and that one of the other trainers there is George Weaver. And George Weaver's got a lot of good sacred runners out of there. You know, so it's all part of the scheme of how they get there. There's so many components that you have to put together to get to the Kentucky Derby. And if you take any of those components away, that diminishes your chances of getting to the Kentucky Derby. You know, and so that's why it's all so important, you know, to have all these things together and have the right people and the right jobs. That's where it all starts with. And so that, and it's like anything that we're talking about in the equine industry, whether you're a quarter horse or just like, that's like here at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. We're a mile from Palm Beach Downs. That's one of our facilities. But here at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village, we have standard breeds and we have show horses. And we've had Hamiltonian winners here. We've had Breeders' Crown winners here. We've had Little Brown Jug winners here. And this is all recently that we've had them here and over the years. And it's a training facility that's second to none in the standard bred industry. It's a 90-foot wide track. It's a mile. We got a 5/8 mile. We got a half mile Euro track for the standard breds. And again, it goes back to the training, and you bring the 2-year-olds here and get them ready, and then they go out and they're winning nothing but races right and left. You know, we got some of the best trainers in the country here. And we got horses and people from all over the world here for the standard breds. Have Lindy Farms, which has been a tremendous powerhouse for years in the standard bred business. They're good. So, you know, again, that goes, they got the 3 different tracks to train on, and that helps a lot. We also have a great show horse facility that's on the improve. Brandon takes care of all 3 of these facilities now. And he makes sure that they all run right. And our show horse facility here in Delray is just unbelievable. We have Florida Atlantic University. We have their show horse team here. John Beebe and Jane Finnessy are the trainers that are here that are training these horses. And we've got riders that go all over the world in the summertime and ride. These people are good. John Beebe, he's an ex-jockey from the thoroughbred world. He was a very good jockey. And then he came out and he became an even better show horse trainer that we have here. And so I've nicknamed Sunshine Meadows as it's the place where from past champions to present champions to future champions. That's what we have here at Sunshine Meadows. And so we're giving a lot of information out on the facility. You need to get a hold of me, talk to me about it, and come and see the facility. See Palm Beach Town. See, Sunshine Meadows and Delray Equestrian. That's what we're all about here. We're serious about this business. And we like to have a good time. And it's really good. So come out and see. If you want to bring your kids out to ride, we've got a lot of good trainers that get riding lessons. But just get a hold of us. It's International Equine Network, 561-466-1272. Or you can email me at ienequinetv@gmail.com. You know, and get a hold of us. Put your information up on our website and become a part of our programming. And who knows, you might be a past champion. You might be a present champion, but even better, you might be a future champion. So tune in, have a great New Year's, have a safe New Year's, and then call us, tune in to us next week for our start of the 2023 equestrian season.